children up there would call her and say, well, you better be glad the school's been closed for a week or been 10 days or something. They think they'll open it tomorrow. And I don't know how many days they lost to school in Indiana this year because of the snow.
If, say it's a day when the sun is shining, no clouds in the sky, you said, so what kind of day is it?
A sunshiny day, a bright day.
What about just the opposite kind of day? It's a
cloudy day.
And say if it's been fair and the clouds start coming up, you expect a rain in a little while, you say the weather is?
There's a change in the weather, the stormy weather.
And say if it's been cloudy and then the clouds start to pull away and the sun comes out, you say the weather is what?
It's clearing.
And about all the weather expressions I want to ask you. We were talking a while ago about some of the kinds of things that grew right here. What about some of the kinds of vegetables and so forth?
Most anything. We can grow most anything here. Any type of vegetable. we have beans, different types of beans. We have the garden pea, or the English pea, onions, beets, carrots, all kinds of greens, most any type of green. We have the Irish potato, the sweet potato, broccoli, okra, squash, corn, most anything that you want to name, we have it.
You mentioned beans. Are there any different varieties of beans?
Yes, they have the pole bean, the string bean, and the stringless bean, half runners, and the purple hulls of pea. I think that's about it of the beans.
Any, now, do you grow anything like lima bean or butter bean or anything like
that? Yes, sir.
Are those
well,
two?
Well, you have your lima bean and the butter bean, which is the same, and then you have your Ford hook, which is a larger bean, but it's the same thing as a butter bean, only larger.
And let's see, you mentioned things like potatoes and onions. What about those red things that you might slice up and put in the salad?
Radishes.
And what about the there's some other red things that are bigger, kind of like a fruit, and you might
tomato.
Grow those too. And they grow those little small ones.
Little salad tomato. They are really delicious. I canned some one year and they were good. And I used them in spaghetti sauce. It was really good. Tasty.
Yeah, I never thought of that. I guess. What about the little bitty onions, the young fresh ones that you can eat? What do you any name for those?
Just the green onion.
Green onion. And say if you leave an apple or something lying around, it'll drop and do what? Drop it.
Right, I guess.
You'd say the skin of that dried apple was all worn off.
Withered.
And let's see, you mentioned butter beans. To get those, before you can eat those, you have to do what to them?
The butter beans, you have to shell them.
You mentioned greens. We've talked about things like that. Anything else you grow that you might put in a salad?
Have lettuce, endive, and a lot of people use Swiss chard, and I have used spinach for fresh spinach and salad.
Went to the store and bought some lettuce, you might buy two potted lettuce, too.
Two heads.
There's another kind of vegetable that comes in leafy and comes in heads, too.
Cabbage.
Grow those?
Mm-hmm.
And,